Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I am your host, Christopher. Like I mentioned last time, grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink. This way, you can enjoy this podcast episode without ruining your weight loss journey because you decided to eat a whole bag of crisps or eat two cakes or a couple of chocolate biscuits or whatever. And this way, you will help yourself feel full whilst also helping your digestive system by adding the extra water in, right? Or the extra low-calorie drink. So, what are carbs? Last time, we talked all about fats and how they can affect our diet and our health. This time around, we're going to dive deep into carbs. So, carbs are a very important nutrient because carbs serve as the main source of energy or main source of immediate energy for your body. For example, your brain is one of the biggest consumers of the energy that comes from carbs, which is glucose. So you got to imagine if you eat a bunch of carbs, what happens is you consume them and they get broken down into glucose, which then your body uses, like for example, your brain uses for all kinds of tasks, from breathing to short-term exercise to the way I'm currently moving my arms around as if I'm on video, right? So additionally to that, carbs can also help you feel full for longer if you eat the right kinds. And you might wonder, okay, so which kinds are there? For carbs, there are three main types: sugars, starches, and fibers. Now, the best way to look at this is that carbs are either simple carbs or complex carbs, right? Simple carbs are things like sugar, right? These things are very easily digested by the body, and they will then quickly add energy into your body, which you can then use. The complex carbs, however, they take longer to digest, and so they will provide a more of a feeling of being full on top of some extra very nifty benefits that I'll get into later on. So there's not really a good way of looking at healthy carbs versus unhealthy carbs. It's more about the way they were processed, right? So when you think of, like, for example, a chocolate biscuit, a lot of the sugar that's in there will have been added in during the process of making the chocolate biscuit, right? The sugars weren't there originally in the ingredients that were used. And so it is those kinds of sugars, those kind of added sugars, which kind of causes bad image for carbs as a whole, right? So let's dive into the types of carbs, right? So we'll start with sugars because that is the most obvious one to start with. So sugars is a nutrient which pretty much only provides energy, right? It doesn't provide minerals and it doesn't provide vitamins, which are two key components or key indicators of a nutrient being helpful. The problem is with sugars is that even though they exist naturally in different types of foods, like things like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, that kind of stuff, we simply consume too much of it because we have too much added sugar, right? It's all of the added sugar in our food, the stuff that has been processed inside of a factory and then added to our food. That's the kind of stuff which causes so many calories and a bunch of different health problems because there's simply too much of it, and so we consume too much of it. The reason why this becomes unhealthy is because sugar is a simple carb, right? You consume it, your body digests it very quickly, and then it becomes energy. So imagine if you have a chocolate biscuit and you eat that, there's going to be a lot of added sugars in there, right? Which causes your body to quickly turn that all into glucose. And then there's all that glucose in your body. And so you will feel great. You will have a lot of energy all of a sudden. But then because it gets digested so quickly, that energy kind of fades pretty quickly as well. And so you get these kind of like these high spikes and then these low areas where you simply won't feel as if you got as much energy, right? On top of that, because they're so quickly digested, there is no feeling of fullness, right? These sugars are still 4 calories per gram of sugar, but you don't feel full. You get no minerals and you get no vitamins, but it's still 4 calories, right? And this is kind of where this image of empty calories comes from, and it's pretty accurate for sugars, right? They are pretty empty calories. So the question becomes, okay, should we cut out sugars, right? I've heard of a friend or an uncle or an aunt or whatever that has completely plastered over their Facebook page that they're cutting out sugar. To be completely honest, it would be incredibly difficult to do, because the thing is, so many different foods have naturally occurring sugar, right? And cutting all of that out means you're cutting out so many different types of foods that it becomes a really restrictive diet, which A, can lead to eating disorders because you start craving the foods that you're not allowed to have, right? And B, it also makes you miss out on a lot of nutrients that those foods have to offer, right? For example, a lot of fruits, most fruits have sugars in them, right? If you can't have any fruits anymore, you're gonna miss out on a lot of fibers, you're gonna miss out on a lot of vitamins and on a lot of minerals, right? And that's not good for you. So no, I don't believe we should cut out sugar. Instead, what we should do is we should aim for a lower added sugar intake, right? So things like biscuits, chocolate, cake, fizzy drinks, anything else in that lineup that you can think of, that's kind of where we need to lower our intake of those food items, which will automatically lower our intake of those empty added sugar calories, which lowers our calories, which allows us to lose weight, right? If that all makes sense. So if we do that, that'd be a healthy approach to quote unquote limiting our carbs, focused on limiting those added sugars, and thus still supporting our weight loss journey because we still get the other two types of carbs, right? And let me get started with the first one of those two. So starches is the first one I'll dive into. Starches is a very good nutrient because it comes like from foods like bread, rice, potatoes, pasta, you know, all those kinds of things. But the thing is, starches is a complex carb, right? So it digests a lot slower than sugars, which are simple carbs. The thing that this does is that it causes a slow and steady release of energy instead of the thing that sugar does, which is just this really fast-paced, high-intensity energy release, which causes you to spike, and then 20 or 30 minutes later, you know, that spike is over and you start feeling completely without energy again. So on top of that, the slow digestion causes you to feel fuller for a longer amount of time, which is great because that is exactly the thing we want to achieve, right? We want to stop intaking so much food because we're hungry all the time, and instead we want to eat foods that are nice and delicious and also help us keep full, right? So, like I said, if we can replace the added sugar with foods that are higher in starchy carbs, you will feel full a lot longer, which means you'll eat less, which means you'll cut on calories automatically, right? Now, the great thing is about starchy carbs is that they usually compared with fibers as well, which is our first type of carb, right? So fibers is a very good essential nutrient that we definitely 100% need, but currently do not get enough of, right? So fibers is a complex carb which comes paired with starchy carbs, right? And the main place where you can find a lot of fiber is in whole grain foods and fruits and certain nuts and all those kinds of things. There is very strong scientific evidence that having plenty of fibers in your diet of around 30 grams per day, right? And there is different numbers for different groups of people, but around 30 grams of fibers per day is related to a lower risk of heart disease, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and bowel cancer, right? So it's definitely worth it to look into upping your fiber intake. I would always personally suggest that you do that through switching out some foods which lack in fibers, and then adding new foods in that are rich in fibers. But if you don't have that opportunity, there are certain fiber supplements that you can still use for this. The thing is, fibers are a bit complex, not only because they're a complex carb, but also because there's two types of fibers. there's soluble fibers and there's insoluble fibers, right? Both types are found in whole grain foods and vegetables, and usually if a certain vegetable has soluble fiber, it'll also have insoluble fiber and vice versa. So what does soluble fiber really do? Well, soluble fiber is digested by the body due to the bacteria that are present in your digestive system. The great thing about soluble fiber is that it helps slow down digestion, which again causes this feeling of fullness, right? Additionally, soluble fiber has been linked to improving the body's blood glucose level control, which can aid in reducing the risk of getting diabetes, which is great, right? Because we want to reduce those risks as much as possible. Insoluble fibers are not digested by the body, right? Instead, what they do is they attract water in your digestive system, which means that it will help you with passing stool, right? And because they never get digested, it will additionally also help you with feeling full longer, right? Which again is great because that's what we need. So like I said, the recommended amount of fibers a day lies around 30 grams a day, right? But here is some extra information on that to kind of, you know, make it a bit more specific for different demographic groups. So if you're a male and you're under 50, you should aim for about 38 grams per day of fibers, right? And most weight loss apps will show you how many fibers you are taking in per food product and per day as well. So that should definitely help with you kind of measuring that. If you're a female and you're under 50, you should aim for about 25 grams of fiber per day, right? If you're a male and you're over 50, you should aim for 30 grams of fiber per day, right? So it becomes a bit less the older you get, but still it's a very important nutrient to get. If you're a female and you're over 50, you should aim for 21 grams of fibers per day, right? And again, using an app like Lose It Calorie Counter, which is my personal favorite, and MyFitnessPal, you will definitely be able to see in either one of those apps, no matter which one you use, in either one of those apps, how many grams of fibers you're getting per day, right? And again, the point is, aim for those numbers, right? It's not a bad day if you end up with only 37 grams of fiber, right? If you're a male and under 50. That is a great number, because honestly, most people will never ever reach that, and they'll never be aware of the fact that they should reach that. So again, just aim for those numbers, right? And you will be doing a great job already, okay? So what do we know now, right? So we definitely know that we need carbs in our diet to help us feel full, to lower the risk of diseases, and to serve as a source of energy. So they are an essential nutrient, right? We also know that there's three types of carbs: sugars, starches, and fibers. We know that sugars are considered the most unhealthy because we eat too many of them and they only bring energy. They don't bring minerals or vitamins, right? The thing is that we cannot avoid sugars completely because they naturally appear in fruits and vegetables, which all have their own benefits. But we should instead cut down on added sugars. So things like biscuits, cakes, fizzy drinks, whatever else, right? Products in which sugar gets added during the manufacturing process, we should try and cut down on those because that's where all those empty calories come from. And so if we can replace some of those added sugars with starchy carbs or fibers, we are already on a great path towards reducing the amount of calories that come from your carb intake, right? And then finally, we also know that fibers bring a ton of benefits to a person. And so we should definitely aim to include more fiber in our diet. So before I end the episode, I just want to end on a note that if you need some help and you need some coaching, right? Weight loss is not easy, right? So it's not a bad thing to need help. But if you need help, shoot me an email over on christopher@theweightmates.com and I will be happy to help you out, right? You don't need to pay hundreds of euros a month in order to lose weight, right? And you definitely don't need to pay other big companies lots of money every single month just to, you know, get access to an app or access to their information when that information is just freely available online, right? So if you need help, shoot me an email over on christopher@theweightmates.com. On top of that, I want to thank you all very much for listening. My name is Christopher, and I hope that you have a great day.